The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, September 27th, and we are talking about the only thing that anyone in the NBA is talking about right now, which is Matt Sullivan's blockbuster Rolling Stone story detailing the anti-vax movement's pervasiveness in the NBA. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friends, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. All good.
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's that, Bubbas?
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. Guardy. Here we are. We made it. Happy end of weekend. We all had a great weekend.
Hell yeah.
Except for I figured
the less you're on Twitter, the better your weekend is. And I feel like none of us were on Twitter this weekend. We were actually doing real life human shit. So good for us, man.
John is showered. He's baby showered. Tyler went on vacation. And I was working, but I also got to see my son start his first baseball game. So I don't think any twittering between the three of us this weekend. It was delightful.
It was beautiful.
We're like Woj since the Matt Sullivan story dropped. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to sit this one completely.
He knows what time it is.
He has not tweeted oon thing since that story came out. Okay, I'm going to assume that most people have seen some screenshots. They know what we're talking about. But as I said, this is going to be a little bit different episode because I think there's a lot. This is the rare sports story that has the kind of thing that we talk about things that aren't just sports. And I think this is a rare sports story that is like big enough to basically just kind of discuss this for the show. So that's kind of our plan. I've got the story up. I will read a couple different passages of it, and we'll sort of talk about some of the different elements of it. But essentially, the story by Matt is about, with Kyrie Irving sort of as the figurehead, because he is the vice president of the players' union, it's about the ways that the anti-vax players in the NBA, which right now seems to be about 10% of the league, which is a larger amount than the other professional sports league. The WNBA is 99% vaccinated. And has been the leader across all sports. The NFL is more vaccinated than the NBA. And so there's been this group that's sort of been trying to keep more extreme or more strict vax mandates from coming through. And during a meeting of the players union last month, it was brought up that the league was going to mandate, they were wanting to mandate that 100% of the league get vaccinated. And it was said that it was, quote, a non-starter. And so Kyrie has kind of been at the front of this. And, man, Matt's got an interview with Kyrie's aunt, Tiki Irving, who is effectively saying, yeah, he might not play home games. Because in New York and in San Francisco, there is a mandate that has nothing to do with the NBA. That's just from the city. Andrew Wiggins obviously had applied for a religious exemption that the city is not going to grant. And so here we are. So before we jump into the specifics of it, what are your guys' thoughts on that? The situation, the 10% not being vaccinated, and just it's becoming increasingly clear that this is going to be a big fight and a big story as we get ready to head into the season.
I think first and foremost, Andrew Wiggins getting denied his religious claim is funny as hell, because how somebody tell you that they know you don't fuck with God like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
or God don't fuck with you. Right? You know what I mean? Right. One or the other. Like, we bro, don't know you, nigga.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, you don't know that nigga like that.
Right. That's funny as fuck. That nigga don't fuck with you like that, come on, man. God ain't never talked about your ass. Quit playing, dog.
But yeah, it's I don't know, man. It's, you know, Kyrie is an interesting guy. He's someone who I feel at times gets piled on unnecessarily, and then there's times where I feel he creates the shitstorm. And, you know, this feels like a shitstorm that Kyrie has created and he's leaning all the way into. And he's in a unique situation here where he's in a position of power as the vice president of the Players Association. And he seems dead set on not getting vaccinated. If you read the comments from his aunt, you know, his aunt said, you know we can't get the religious stipulation, but we're, you know, we've talked to people and we're leaning into trying to see if we can get a moral stipulation that can get approved here, where maybe he misses every, you know, three games or something like that. So it seems like Kyrie is in this for the long term. And Kyrie is, he's a dude who I don't see him bending on this. I think it's either the Nets are going to fold and just deal with this dude for 41 games and only home games in the playoffs, which is going to be a bizarre, but it seems like Kyrie's batted down on this shit. So we'll see how it goes, man.
What I think is wild is you said that nigga was going to retire at 29.
I did. I said.
And this is happening at 29. This is some Dragonfly Jones Stradamus ass shit right here. Bro. You feel me?
Drag Stradamus strikes
drag
again.
Drag Stradamus in this mall.
I tweeted out that some shit like, yo, Kyrie's a different dude. He's just going to retire at 29 one day. He's just not going to come to work one season and go to North Dakota and be like an alpaca farmer. And he has, you know, been embraced by, you know, he's embraced his Sioux roots like last summer. They're in the Dakotas. If that shit pans out, I'm never going to do another prediction again, bro. That I'm going out on top like MJ should have did in 98 game 6.
I think everything's happened there except, I mean, like, it's everything's happened or leading into that. We just need to see him with an alpaca. Like, I mean, it's really close to that shit happening,
the alpaca
dog. The alpaca is the X factor. When we see that, you know what I mean? Like,
let me read you this paragraph. Irving, who serves as a vice president on the executive committee of the Players Union, recently started following and liking Instagram posts from a conspiracy theorist who claims that secret societies are implanting vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for, quote, a plan of Satan. This Moderna microchip misinformation campaign has spread across multiple NBA locker rooms and group chats, according to several of the dozen-plus current players, Hall of Famers, league executives, arena workers, and virologists interviewed for this story over the past week.
This nigga should have been a barber, bro. He should have been a barber. He would have fit right in. He sound like every barber I've ever fucking had. You know what I mean? Barbers are keeping YouTube popular themselves, bro. You know what I mean? Like, how wild is that? But what's wild to me, too, is when Kyrie first hit us with the world is flat shit, you know what I mean? And we're like, this nigga's wild. You know what I mean? Like, not a big deal. That is turning to this. And I think, like, that type of thinking, how, you know, what is turning into now in this situation when this shit ain't cool and it's not funny, it ain't sweet, and literal lives are at stake, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, by not, you know, living or existing within reality, you know, it's wow. But of course, Kyrie's leading this, you know what I mean?
My comment to Tyler before you hopped on was, it's not funny to be fake smart in 2021.
For sure.
The flat earth shit is funny.
Right.
You know, a lot of those conspiracies is funny. This shit is killing people.
Literally.
It is literally killing people. And, I mean, you know, there's a CDC study in this article that's linked that says black people have gotten the vaccine at a slower rate than any other racial subgroup in America. In Long Beach, most of my friends that I've lost to the virus are black or Polynesian. And those are the two groups of people who, first of all, are my favorite people in the city, and second of all, are the least vaccinated. And so I struggle with it because we all can sit here and roll our eyes, including black friends of mine who think that the vaccine is a conspiracy. We can all sit here and make fun of a white dude from Huntington Beach who's waving a Trump flag talking about Anthony Fauci and say, that dude's a fucking idiot. But Kyrie Irving is the same amount of not vaccinated as that dude. Right? Like, that's the unsolvable part of this shit to me, is it's the same problem, even if you feel like he's against the vaccine for a better reason than some dude from Huntington Beach. You know what I mean?
I just want to know how the fucking conspiracy theory goddamn progressed to from the government microchip tracking us to now fucking Satan is uploading our shit to the cloud, bro. Like how the fuck did that happen?
All conspiracy theories get to the Bible because it increases your it's like upping the tempo on a song. It increases your audience. If you throw Satan or God in there, all of a sudden you've accessed a new demographic.
Right. But you know, I've seen a lot of responses from people on Twitter like, oh, now social media follows. That's journalism. It's people who like this stuff on social media, we calling that journalism now. Yeah, we are. It's 2020 fucking one. Your social media activity, if you are celebrity, you know, if you got 20 million fucking followers and you follow someone and you like their shit, your 20 million fucking followers are going to see your fucking name on that loony shit if they go check that shit out. You know what I mean? Your shit is going to pop up, liked by Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie's a dude who, you know, he throws rocks and hides his hands a lot. You know, that's kind of the shit that he does. Like, he had that comment, you know, I'm not wearing my mask anymore. Take yours off and liberate yourself or whatever the fuck. And then he tried to frame it like, I'm talking about living freely or whatever the fuck. First of all, you know, saying some shit like that in a climate like this is, you can't not know that wouldn't be interpreted the way he did. But he knew that he had that fucking wiggle room to have that bullshit excuse. So like I said, he throws rocks and nods his hands a lot. And just following an account that fucking loony, bro, and liking shit from that, when you're going through this shit where you're not vaccinated, is, I don't know, man. It like I'm at the point now where I am just flabbergasted at Kyrie. I'm at a loss of words. I don't even fucking know with this dude anymore, bro.
We all thought Kyrie was a little kooky, you know what I mean? But like I've even said, I don't think he's crazy. I think he is, you know, he's searching, you know what I mean? No. I don't think he's just searching. Like, I mean, that type of shit he was liking is fucking wild. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I get why black people don't trust the government and these. I get it because I feel the exact same way. I had questions about the vaccine, but there's no way I'm trusting, you know what I mean, people that graduated from YouTube University. You know what I'm saying? Over, you know, and then the people that you're talking about, like, you know, they're trying to control us. Like, dude, the fucking, like, government officials that are trying to control us ran to get the fucking vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you see them out there doing it, does that not, you know, change your way of thinking? You know what I'm saying? When the people are... What's up?
I just was going to ask you, John. I'm curious, before we go back to the fucking Looney Tunes University over here. Well, you said, like, you don't trust the government, mm-mm. and you had questions about the vaccine. So what was your process? When people talk about... do your own research, et cetera, et cetera. Like, where did you go from I don't know about this to taking it?
I mean, my sister's a doctor. You feel me? I talked to her a ton about it. You know what I mean? I looked at a bunch of, like, scholarly research. You know what I mean? Like, rather, we were questioning whether she should get it. I mean, she was actually in line for Johnson & Johnson. And then we, like, said, nah, don't get it. We're going to do some more research. Glad we didn't, because that was before that shit came out. You feel what I'm saying? And then we did a bunch of research about and asked, you know, like, the doctors questions and things like that about, like, pregnant women getting vaccinated. But I mean, for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, for me, it's more about the people that are around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have people around me that I love more than I love myself. You feel me? And so I'm like, and also, if, like, I told y'all this earlier, shit, if my niggas turn into zombies, I want to be a zombie too. You feel me? So, like, if that turns out to be true, you know, we all going to be zombies together around this motherfucker. But nah, it was a bunch of research, a bunch of reading from places that can be trusted, that are proven to be trusted, and not just, like, newspapers, like scholarly journals and things like that that Rather sent to me, you know what I'm saying, talking about the stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I just trusted people that have backgrounds in... you know, what they're speaking about. Same, you know, I mean, that seems like the most logical way to move. You feel me? Yeah.
Going back to what you said about, you know, how a big part of why you got vaccinated was for the people around you. You know, I think that's, a reason me and Mike got vaccinated too. But the thing is, like, a lot of these anti-vaxxers, once I think there are plenty of people who are leery of the vaccination because of how rushed it was, about, you know, they're concerned about how it will affect them personally on a health level. And then there's the people who are like Kyrie's ilk, who they're not concerned with that. They suffer from smartest guy in the room syndrome, right? they are leaning into these weird conspiracy theories because they want, because it's a certain level of narcissism that they have where they think that they are smarter than everyone else and they can see things that everyone else doesn't see, right? It's
right.
It's not coming from a place of genuine concern. Like I said, it's coming from a place of narcissism, I believe, where they think that, you know, they're suffering from the smartest guy in the room syndrome. Like shit, like you look at Kyrie's comments about, you know, when he called the media pawns. Look, I get if you don't fuck with the media, right?
Sure.
I totally understand athletes who don't fuck with the media. But like, it's a difference between like saying, yo, media are dickheads, fuck them, they're assholes, and then calling them pawns, right? Like when you call them pawns, it's kind of like a hierarchy that's implied there where like, you know, you're not on my level. You're not moving on the level I'm moving on. You know what I mean? You're getting your strings pulled by someone who I'm not. You know what I mean? So Kyrie definitely suffers from smartest guy in the room syndrome. And I think a lot of anti-vaxxers do. And a lot of them are not the fucking smartest guy in the room by far.
Well, because
I don't think a lot of people that aren't getting vaccinated are anti-vaxxers. I think the most people that aren't getting vaccinated aren't anti-vax. You know, I think a lot of people are just scared of it. People I've talked to, they're not like, hey, I don't think anybody should get it. Those are the weirdos. Those are like, you know, there's a few of those people. I know people that are just like, I'm scared of getting vaccinated, and I don't know why. I'm just not comfortable. I'm just scared of this fucking vaccine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think there are people, you know, like you mentioned, who are just against the vaccine for personal reasons. And you know, there are people who are taking all the other precautions, masking up, social distancing,
yeah,
but just yeah, don't want the vaccine. And I wouldn't necessarily call those people anti-vaxxers, but
yeah,
I don't
think they are.
The people who aren't taking those precautions, who aren't masking up, who think that these numbers are being overblown about, you know, the fatalities and the cases, you know, and those are the people who are refusing to get vaccinated. They absolutely are anti-vaxxers in my opinion.
For sure.
I think this is a perfect place to push into the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is Kyrie Irving, either because he's a narcissist who wants to pretend he's not a narcissist, smartest guy in the room syndrome, whatever it is, he's going to be the face of this conversation. Mm-hmm. But it's 10% of the league. It's two dudes on every team on average, right? Like, yeah. So it's a much bigger problem than just the one dude who's sort of the craziest face of it because of the Instagram stuff we were just talking about, because of his aunt referring to Dr. Fauci as Dr. Falsey in this interview. Okay. Like that level of, you know, that level of detachment from reality. But, and I agree with you. I have friends who work in public health in Long Beach, and that's something they've talked about. There's a difference between what they call vaccine hesitancy and being anti-vax.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said that particular was their goal for. And one thing that I thought was interesting was, I think the most common answer for why people had not gotten the vaccine when Pew did a study a couple months ago was because people did not want to get a shot. Mm-hmm. They're basically just like afraid of the needle. You know, yeah. You know,
shit,
I mean?
Was low key afraid of that shit too, bro. I ain't even look when they did that shit. Like
that shit hurted too, bro. Yeah.
That shit hurt. That shit didn't hurt like at all.
Yeah, it was deep as fuck.
It felt like
my shoulder, bro.
Yeah, it felt like someone punched the fuck out of my arm for about 2 or 3 days. After
I think it was sore afterwards, but I don't think the process hurt. I don't think that hurt.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna hurt as bad as COVID.
Dude. Well, yes, exactly. Well, but that's the other problem when the public health people that I know bring up is you're vaccine hesitant or you're anti-vax. You're a black person who distrusts the government's history of lying to black people about their health, or you're a white person who doesn't like being inconvenienced. If you're unvaccinated, you are unfucking vaccinated, and you are potentially the lungs that the next variant is going to mutate in. You are potentially giving it to someone who cannot get the vaccine, who's more vulnerable than you, whatever. Like, that's the problem for the league to solve, is whether it's someone that's easier to write off like Kyrie Irving or someone who just doesn't want to get a shot. You can't, it's hard to run a business that is centered around people exercising indoors next to each other.
What's the percentage of people who are
mandating it?
Was there a percentage of people who are anti-vax versus those who were like hesitant?
In this story?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just in the one you read, what was did they talk about like what percentage of those people were anti-vax?
No, it was
and what
just it was just a it wasn't a hesitancy versus anti-vax. It was just like most common reasons that people said that they're not vaccinated.
Okay.
But I think that's just worth talking about, that again, like Kyrie's going to be the face of this, and we'll talk about Jonathan Isaac in a little bit, but it's 10% of the league. The chances are very good that there's more than one famous basketball player that's included in this group. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think Kyrie Irving has the strength in that players union to personally stand against the NBA if other people who are prominent figures in the NBA did not agree with him. So I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting because this is not going to be the end of this as a logistical challenge for the league, right? Like, they're trying to avoid getting an outbreak among unvaccinated players where it could be something more serious. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they go forward with that if they're not going to mandate it.
Do you not understand the fear, though? Like, I get it. Like, I get it. I get not wanting to get the vaccine. I understand that. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, even with, you know, like, with, you know, the information that we have, I understand why people will be afraid. I get that. Or uncomfortable or not want people to tell them they need to get a vaccine. Do y'all not kind of understand that from that standpoint?
I think I understood it when it first rolled out. I think since we've seen how efficient it is, since we've seen, you know, 51% of the nation's vaccinated, you know, like 170 million people, since we've seen 95% of, since we've seen 95% of people who are hospitalized aren't vaccinated, so we see the efficiency of the vaccine in that number. I think that, like I said, I understood the hesitancy at first, but I think if you're an open-minded person who was coming, you know, from that stance of hesitancy from, you know, a goodwill perspective, mm-hmm. not a bad faith argument, I think you perhaps should be swayed by what we've seen since the vaccines rollout.
I'd even go further beyond that at this point, because you brought up the stats in America. 3.4 billion human beings on the planet Earth have been vaccinated at this point. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see that. I can't imagine myself in a brain where that information didn't mean something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying about, like, I would not have wanted to have been the first person to take it, but my mom was among the first group of people in her state to get it. And she called me and said, I don't like how fast they put it together. Just the vaccines that I took when I was a kid, the vaccines you took a long time. So I walked her through the science and all the other stuff. I personally, as someone with two young kids who still are not vaccinated, who we can't vaccinate still, who are in school every day, I was in fear of the virus for a year before we could get the vaccine. So I mean, I literally cried tears of relief when my wife and I got vaccinated, that it was like, we'll get through whatever else. I don't mind being miserable for 2 years. I don't mind, like, whatever else. But, you know, a close friend of ours who's a teacher in LA, passed away, from it, who's not much older than us. And that's something that, has sat with me very heavily through this. She passed away before the vaccine was out. So, I mean, I have written 8 obituaries of people in my city who I knew personally, who passed away from it. 3 of whom were, like, very close friends of ours for, like, more than a decade. So that fear was on me all the time, bro. At the height of the big surge that we had in Long Beach, I was writing an obituary every week for an athlete, a former athlete, a coach, you know, and the Poly football team that I cover very closely, when they got to play their first football game, 8 of the starting 11 dudes on offense had lost a parent or a grandparent to COVID. And people don't fucking talk about that on the, like, fear side of it. Or people say, take your mask off. What are you afraid of? It's hard for me to not be over the line angry at people who are so callous to the literally hundreds of thousands of people who've died. We'll come around next to what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, but one of the very salient points he made is, if Kyrie Irving caught COVID and had bad symptoms, or someone in his family did, that motherfucker's doing what everyone else does. He's going straight to the emergency room, and he's going to do every fucking thing they tell him to do to try and live. And so it's not cute to me to be fake smart and buy into the conspiracy theories on the other side of that event. You know what I mean? The sports equivalent is, just because the opponent missed an open shot doesn't mean you played good defense. Right? The fact mm-hmm. that this has not affected you personally doesn't mean you did anything fucking right. It's blind luck. It's probability mm-hmm. and statistics.
Flat out. Yeah. I mean, y'all know I ran to get the vaccine. I think I was the first vaccinated out of all of us. You know what I mean? Like, once the opportunity came and I did research.
We were sliding each other links.
Right. I was like, yo, my nigga, hit this up real quick. You know what I mean?
Well, and I would say, again, I have a very small company in Long Beach, but we didn't have a vaccine mandate because we didn't need to mandate it. I personally made the appointment for every single person who works with me because we work with kids. We're on the sidelines on football games with 80 kids. Yeah. Like, I made sure we were all vaccinated, and not one person, because we're all so close to, you know, like I said, people have passed away. Not one person was like, I need to read the ingredients on the shot, you know?
Yeah, but I just know people that I've talked to that are my homies, and I'm like, yo, y'all need to get fucking vaccinated. You know what I mean? Like, that I'm on their head. I'm really worried about them. But they have real fears about long-term shit and all that. And, you know, there's obviously they have an idea of how it affects us long-term, and we be Gucci. You know what I mean? But, I mean, they don't have, like, actual evidence of that yet, you know, because it's not been out long enough. You know what I mean? So people that say things like that, I get it. But, I mean, I still think it's, you know, like, yo, man, just, like, relax a little. Get the fucking vaccine, you know what I'm saying? But I feel bad for them because I do understand.
And I do, too. And let me ask you guys a question. I've argued with a couple white friends of mine who were saying stupid shit about the vaccine. I don't argue with my black friends or my Polynesian friends. I have a lot of friends who say stuff like that. I have friends who probably follow the same shit that Kyrie does.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't feel like it's my place to say any of that shit to them, because it's like, who the fuck am I, man? You know?
Right. I mean, I feel the exact same way. I don't argue. Like, I strongly, like, I'm like, yo, my nigga, they'll say all this shit and I'll be like, I get it, but get the fucking vaccine, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And I'll bring up the stats that, like, Tyler's talking about. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, so, like, and I'll send links to them and, you know, hey, read this, you know, peep this. But I do
understand.
At least
one of your friends thinks you're a puppet. They're like, John's a pawn.
And that's cool. But I mean, I see the real fear in their eyes, bro. This ain't no, like, you know what I mean? And I understand that feeling, even if I think it comes from a place that might not be the most logical with all the shit that we've seen so far.
Well, you know, like you said, I think that, you know, if it's from a place of fear or concern where you know, being, you know, vaccine hesitant, if that's where it stems from, I think that's understandable. And I think that a person like that can possibly be persuaded if their minds mm-hmm. are open enough. But I don't think, you know, Kyrie and those types, they're not coming.
He's not to be persuaded, bro. He's never been the person that's to be persuaded.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, I don't think Kyrie is coming from a place of concern for health. I think he's coming from a place, like I said, he wants to be the smarter than everyone on this. That's the read that I get on that.
He's
hearing out claims of Satan uploading our info to the cloud, bro. That is not a genuine health concern, man. Not at all.
No. I think I'm concerned about somebody who would think in that way and trust that type of information that is given to you. Believe that.
The biggest game of week 3 is the Monday night matchup between Philadelphia and Dallas, and FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I am definitely going to take the Eagles because I detest the Cowboys. I love watching the Cowboys lose, and I'm hoping that happens on national television. My Niners just lost on Sunday Night Football, so I would like my friends who are Cowboys fans to also be miserable. But I'm also going to be doing a same-game parlay, so I'm going to take the Eagles, I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take DeVonta Smith for an anytime touchdown for my same game parlay. But offers like this are just one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and it has fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code JANJ this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia. That's J&J. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code JANJ so they know we sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tyler hit it on the head. There's a personality type that is not specific to any race. It might be specific to Americans that is, well, I found this information. And I'm the one who, you know what I mean? That is like, I went on YouTube and I uncovered the truth. You're telling me this, but I went and found it. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's the, they talked about this with Trump and journalists that, because Trump would go on Twitter and just say, I did this illegal fucking thing today, the New York Times didn't know what to fucking do with that. Because the whole way it's structured is that journalists uncover things. Yeah. And if the dude just confesses to every bad thing he did, what's the headline? Right. Like, the right. president said he did some illegal shit again. Like, it's right. that same right. thing of like, you people need it to, a certain personality type needs it to be, they're the active force in acquiring the information, whether it's the flat earth or, yeah. you know, I'm not going to listen to Dr. Falsey or whatever the Falsey. Fuck it is.
Like I said, it comes back to you have to have an unhealthy level of narcissism. Like, I think all athletes have a certain level of narcissism because you got to think you the baddest motherfucker in the world to be a professional athlete, right? On some, so I think all athletes
and you
are
have been until a yeah. certain point in your life, almost right. guaranteed.
Right, but for you to think that there's been a global effort of the world's greatest medical minds and the world's greatest medical technology, and to think that you found something that everyone overlooked by clicking on the 34th page of YouTube of a YouTube search. Bro,
what's
that's,
wild
that's,
is
that's
the sheep stop at page 33. Right? Only the wolves are on page 34 of the YouTube search.
Lions, not sheep, go to page 34.
And these niggas probably even know the word pandemic prior to fucking March. You know what I mean? Right. Like, now all of a sudden, you know, you're the epidemiologist, nigga. You didn't even know what the word pandemic meant before March 7th of 2020, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what's wild to me. Like, come on, man.
Page 1 through 33 is the grazing ground.
Grazing ground for the sheep.
Page 34, we hunt.
Page 34, where the lions lurk.
I think one of the best things Matt did in this story is I think we've just discussed some of the complexities and difficulties around this. And we can all feel as strongly as we do that the vaccine is safe, whatever. But as we say, I haven't lost any friends over it. I'm not going to anyone saying you're an idiot or any, you know what I mean? Like, people are the way they are. There's a lot of complexity to that, especially in a world where people are getting their own information. So I thought the best thing Matt did is basically to just call Kareem and be like, could you just tell some very plain truth? Kareem is quoted twice in this story. I thought it was the most powerful part of the story. He said, quote, the NBA should insist that all players and staff are vaccinated or remove them from the team. There's no room for players who are willing to risk the health and lives of their teammates, the staff, and the fans simply because they're unable to grasp the seriousness of the situation or do the necessary research. What I find especially disingenuous about the vaccine deniers is their arrogance at disbelieving immunology and other medical experts. Yet, if their child was sick or they themselves needed emergency medical treatment, how quickly would they do exactly what those same experts told them to do?
Fact, Jack. I mean, I
that's Kareem. Yeah. That's Kareem. That's what he comes with. You feel me?
Yeah. I think I remember reading that the Warriors set up a one-on-one for Andrew Wiggins to speak with, you know, a doctor about it and didn't persuade him. So that's a question that I have, you know, for the people who are against this vaccine. What is the question that you want answered? What answer would persuade you? You know what I mean? And I think that is where you will find where there's someone is genuinely vaccine hesitant, or like I said, if they're just on Tyvek's smartest guy in the room, fucking narcissist power.
The other quote from Kareem is in discussing, you know, look, the NBA is potentially going to go to LeBron. They're potentially going to go to Giannis. They're going to ask players to continue to help spread vaccine information, not disinformation. And Kareem, you know, it's worth noting, as it is in the story, that the NBA was the first league. They were the leaders among all sports leagues at bringing sports back safely, right, with the bubble.
Yeah.
And now they find themselves behind everyone else because of this hesitancy. So his quote, Kareem's quote, was for athletes who declined to help spread the word about vaccines. He said, quote, "They are failing to live up to the responsibilities that come with celebrity. Athletes are under no obligation to be spokespersons for the government, but this is a matter of public health. By not encouraging their people to get the vaccine, they're contributing to these deaths. I'm also concerned about how this perpetuates the stereotype of dumb jocks who are unable to look at verified scientific evidence and reach a rational conclusion."
Hey, that was low-key a heater, nigga. He threw a fastball with that last one, nigga. He on them niggas' heads with that, dog. That motherfucker said, "Y'all niggas stupid, you feel me? There's all this information, and you just out here being a dumbass nigga, dog." That's what in layman's terms, that's what he hit them motherfuckers with, dog. "I'm thinking this is perpetuating the stereotype of dumb jobs, nigga. I think y'all niggas dumb, nigga." Stop it, you feel me? Sheesh.
Did you guys see the screenshots of the Jonathan Isaac portions of this?
Nah, I didn't see them. Go, can you get you down to?
If there is such a thing as a laugh in this situation or story, it is Jonathan Isaac, who was sort of the player who was not kneeling or wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, if you remember that, John, for the Magic.
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember that.
He is, quote, "deeply religious and proudly unvaccinated." According to the article, quote, "When NBA players started lining up for shots in March, Isaac started studying Black history and watching Donald Trump's press conferences. He learned about antibody resistance and came to distrust Dr. Anthony Fauci. He looked out for people who might die from the vaccine, and he put faith in God. At the end of the day, it's people," Isaac says of the scientists developing vaccines, "and you can't always put your trust completely in people." He basically said that, you know, they're being bullied, the unvaccinated are being bullied. But our buddy Trill Withers seized on the detail that came out that Jonathan Isaac had invited all of his teammates on the Magic to come and see him preach, and that 100% of the team declined to go and see him.
Listen, <though. laughs> look, you know, do you know how much of a dickhead you gotta be for people to not even support you being a man of God? like
this Black people, bro. Right? Like, yeah. Like we'll, you know what I'm saying? We might not, even if we don't agree, as a right. Nigga that, you know what I'm saying, I still will pull up on some, like, yo, this is, you know, this is bigger than just my beliefs. Yeah. Off the strength, you feel me? And they like, nah, nigga. Like, that's the "we don't fuck with you" ass, you know what I'm saying, decision right there. But damn, bro.
Trill made the point, this was not in Atlanta. This was in Orlando. Those players did not have anything else to do. Like
Disney World and church. That's all that exists in Orlando. And they said, no, we going to Disney World. You know what I mean?
But speaking of religion, Enos Kanter had a really good quote in that article. If you were going to get to that, Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I won't steal your thunder on that. But,
oh no! Yeah, I was right about to read it next, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you got the actual quote there, I think we should go. But I just want to say every name mentioned was like a roller coaster ride in the article. Like, is this motherfucker, you know, anti-vax? Like when Enos Kanter popped up, I was like, oh no, is he going to say some dumb shit? But he said some very insightful shit.
Yeah, Enos Kanter. So he's a devout Muslim, very outspoken, and it says he, quote, "senses a creep of the religious right upon his workplace, which just happens to involve players like Isaac sweating all over him and yelling in his face." Quote, "If a guy's not getting vaccinated because of his religion, I feel like we are in a time where religion and science have to go together. I've talked to a lot of religious guys. I'm like, it saves people's lives. So what is more important than that?
If you're a devoutly religious person, I think that that's probably rooted in you wanting to be the best person you can be to your fellow man. So, you know, I think Enos hit the nail on the head with that shit.
And he's another dude who you feel confident if he disagree, if he felt that the opposite way, he would be just as out there with the opposite opinion. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
But I do think we're not necessarily seeing a lot of people come out vehemently like, yes, people. I mean, it's interesting that the strongest people quoted for the vaccine in the story are Kareem, who has been retired for quite some time, and it's cancer, you know, like I don't know if it's because they don't want to offend people or step on people's toes or whatever, but we're definitely not seeing a lot of people make the other argument. You know what I mean? It's like, and we'll see what happens at the Nets media availability that's going to happen Monday after the pod drops. But like, the people who are making the anti-vax arguments seem much more interested in making an argument. You know what I mean?
Like I said, they want to be heard out, bro, because, you know, like I said, smartest man in the room complex, bro.
So last question I have for you guys. We talked about Andrew Wiggins. We're talking about Kyrie Irving. If things continue as they currently are, Kyrie would not be able to play home games. He would have to play in cities where there is not a vaccine mandate. Same thing with Andrew Wiggins. What do you make of that as a basketball story? It's not far-fetched that Los Angeles could adopt that mandate as well, and we could be talking about with the Lakers and potentially some very high-profile players. It's going to be an interesting element to the season. I don't know. What do you think about this? Not what anyone wants to talk about with fucking basketball, obviously. But what do you think of that as a potential storyline for this year?
I think if Wiggins, you know, stands firm on this, he's getting traded. I think that's how his story ends. But like when the story dropped, when Nick Wright broke the news that Kyrie's camp has said that, you know, the Nets were shopping him, kicking the tires on a trade on possible trades. And Kyrie notified the Nets, if you trade me, I'm retiring. And I fully believe that. So yeah. I think that the Nets would have their hands tied, and they would probably 41 games of Kyrie is better than no games of Kyrie. You know, regardless of how fucking wacky that shit would be.
Well, you made the point, because you did believe that report, and you made the point before you started recording that in your opinion, that's probably what that was about them kicking the tires on a trade, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I texted y'all when Nick Wright, you know, broke the news, and then Kyrie hit him with the little puppet gift. I was like, I believe Nick. I mean, for one, Nick's never been a fake sources dude. And I was like, Kyrie, old third eye woke ass, is probably not vaccinated, and the Nets are shopping him around because of the New York City mandate. And lo and behold, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. 41 game Kyrie. He should change his number to 41. Get on some Glenn Rice shit, bro. That's probably what we're going to see this season. So fucking weird.
John, describe the emotion that you're currently feeling.
We're never going to get out of this shit, bro.
Never,
bro. We're going to be wearing masks for the next 30 fucking years. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to keep... We gonna have motherfucking version Delta, nigga. Like, we gonna go through the alphabet 66
Lambda,
times.
Lambda, like,
right, it's gonna come like sororities, fraternities. I was thinking about like we got the Lambda variant now. I'm like, nigga, shit, give us about a year and a half. We gonna have fraternity fucking letters, nigga. You know what I'm saying when it comes to this. But anyway, bro, my emotions are just it's like so rich. So much, like they're sitting people down with like epidemiologists, and they're still fighting it. You know what I mean? You have so much information at your fingertips. You know what I mean? And you choose, you know, Rashid Nahif, fucking X, from fucking from the, you know what I'm saying, the dark corners of YouTube, filming. You know what I mean? From the fucking subway platform, nigga. Like, you know,
telling you all the secrets of the fucking universe. There's an
organizer in Long Beach who made this point after the Nicki Minaj tweet that, you know, she thought it was an appointment at the White House or whatever, but she got a phone call from the CDC, right? If you're a celebrity and you say anything about the vaccine, congratulations, you now get to talk to one of the world's foremost fucking experts on immunology and whatever else. And the organizer made the point, he's like, I wish that non-millionaires had the ability to talk to those people.
Right.
You know, like, I wish
they're calling
him
Dr. Fauci. It doesn't matter. Like, and how bad did we feel for Dr. Fauci? That nigga was just chilling, doing his work on some, regular shit. He's in front of the fucking, you know what I'm saying, world now. And he's just, what he's dedicated his life to, he's giving you this information. And he's like turned into a villain by so many people.
I don't think Fauci really gives a fuck. He's got big, you can't save everybody energy. If you're going to be an idiot, then oh well, you might fucking die. I've read from Fauci.
Yeah, but he's also getting death threats, and he's probably not tripping off himself. Like, he's probably tripping off his family and shit. Like, they be on his family head and shit too. Like, nigga, I've been over here being an epidemiologist for like 50 years and was just chilling. He on the front stage now, the big lights on him, and everybody's just hating him for doing what he knows to do best. You know what I mean? Like,
I think
the best way he can.
I think the tragedy for Fauci is he helped to build up a national system where we should be done with this. That was his life's work, you know? Right. And so we got a vaccine fast-tracked, developed, approved, tested, approved, out there, and... You know, so that's
he's
the tragedy.
Done all
is he's like
he could.
He's like we did our work over here. Like we
got this motherfucker to y'all, and y'all like no. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to put me in Satan's computer.
Right.
Got me mad. Right. Fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
So-and-so went live on IG and told me all the secrets, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but let this fuck you up, because this is what my friend who works in the Long Beach Health Department pointed out. We got lucky with this virus. This virus is less lethal than so many other viruses. It's less lethal than the Spanish flu. It's it's like 100 times less lethal than Ebola.
Oh,
if this had been something that was more like... For all of the anti-vaxxer mask people will say like, oh, it's only, 2% fatal or whatever. It's like, well, guess what? The whole fucking country has had it. So if it was 30% fatal or whatever Ebola is, guess what? We would be fucked instead of just
fucked. Out of there. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we dodged a bullet that this is, mostly but fatal for older and more vulnerable people.
But they
and it
say
still hit us in the fucking chest.
But the thing is, they say as things get more, contagious, they usually get less strong. But Delta is the opposite, where it got, it's more contagious and it hits you a little harder. You know what I mean? So I ain't saying that Delta variant luck, but we got lucky for sure. Wasn't Ebola or some shit like that? But that Delta variant whooping our ass too, bro. You feel me? Like, so I don't know, man. Like this, I don't know. This shit, it's like you said. Dr. Fauci did everything he could. It should be over. It ain't, and I don't think it is going to be over. And I think these are weird places we're in where people are like, you have to get this to work. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate we're there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think it would. I didn't imagine it would be this type of response to it. I didn't even imagine it. I know there'd be questions, but not this like these people that are just anti, getting a vaccine to the point they are. With all this information and with the information we know about the deaths and all that shit too.
This is a totally non-basketball question, but I'm just, you both very creative minds, and so I'm curious for your take on this. And this is, I think, the last thing I have to talk about. If you're the person who creates the Instagram that's fooling people like Kyrie Irving into believing these conspiracy theories, what is that person's incentive? Like, what is that dude getting out of making this stuff up or taking quotes out of context from studies and shit? Like, you know what I mean? I can see how Kyrie is a fake smart dude would get tricked by like Tyler said, I'm the smartest dude in the room, so I'm the one who really knows the truth. But like, someone made that Instagram page. What are they getting out of it?
Kyrie's getting tricked by a Kyrie-ass nigga.
Kyrie's getting, you know, Kyrie.
Right. The nigga that, the people that believe this shit fully believe, you know what I mean? Like, what they're saying. They're not like, I don't think people are, I don't think a vaccinated person is coming to YouTube and spreading this shit on some, like, you know, this is going to, I don't think that, I'm going to hit the lottery with this, you know what I mean? Like, this is going to get me the followers I need. I don't think they're, I think these people are really thinking they're helping folks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, I think they really do a ton of research, come up with these wild shits. Like, the people that tell me the, like, the barbers I went to came to me like, they weren't trying to play me. You know what I'm saying? They going to get my, you know, $40, $50, whatever shit. LA got some different price for haircuts. God damn. Anyway, they talking about 70 and 80 and shit sometimes. Anyway, whatever, man. But I don't think, I think they're still going to get that same amount of money for a hair. You know what I'm saying? I think they really think they're helping. And that's scary. That's more scary to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that like really thinks they're helping are super, you know, gung-ho about this shit or very adamant, you know what I mean, about their message because they think it's true. Similar to Kyrie. Kyrie's not just trying to be smart. Kyrie truly, I think Kyrie truly believes this shit. I think Kyrie truly believes this shit. You know, just, but like you said, he throws these stones out of his hand, similar to how he was like, you know, talking about flat earth and then like, I was just trying to get people to think, nah, nigga, you think the earth is flat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to spread some bullshit.
You think something that's disprovable by just being in Kansas. Like,
yeah. When you see, bro, the fucking world curve.
Yeah.
Right, right. We literally see that. Yeah, but
like,
yeah,
you think something that's disprovable from a helicopter.
But yeah, you know, like for the fucking millionth time, I'm going to say it. It's a lot of these anti-vaxxers, you know, room syndrome, because they never come from a place of concern for the vaccinated. It's never, I'm so concerned about all these vaccinated people, you know, and all the things that'll happen to them. It's, oh, you're vaccinated? You're a sheep. Why are you believing that? Why are you following, you know, the government? You're just going to let the government do this to you? You don't know what the government, it's never from a place of concern for the vaccinated. It's always from a place of distancing themselves and elevating themselves and trying to appear more smart than the vaccinated.
I mean, I think people approach.
That's a great point.
I think people approach things like that when they're trying to, you know, when they are on, like, okay, for instance, like, there's some people that I'll tell them that I don't believe in God, and they'll respond in a, you know, I believe in a higher power. I don't believe in, like, a particular religion. People from their religion respond a particular way, similar to that same way, because they're uncomfortable. You know, I think a lot of that comes from, like, them being uncomfortable with themselves and their own beliefs to a degree. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of people respond in the same way when you talk about the vaccine. It's like, it's a, you're like, it's like damning their belief. You know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, just because I'm into the vaccine, they respond that way because they feel, you know, they have some discomfort about their own beliefs as well. I don't think people are just like, I'm smarter than you. I mean, there's certain people like that, but I think a lot of people aren't that way. You know what I mean? That respond in that way. It's just, this is a very, like, this is a wild situation that a lot of us never could have imagined us being in. And even with all the information, you know what I'm saying, it's still scary.
But
so,
Tyler makes a good point, though, because just as it doesn't matter if you're unvaccinated for the right reasons or not, like, the virus does not care about your, like,
no, I'm not saying
history.
It does,
no,
or
no,
should.
No, but I was just, yeah, going to say, it's interesting because the misinformation thing is the same way, right? Like, everyone at Fox News got vaccinated in like last fucking March. Like, Donald Trump was like the fourth person on planet Earth to get the vaccine, right? Like,
that's what I said. That's part of what's tripping me, yeah, out when y'all start seeing these people get vaccinated.
It's an extra level of cynicism when it's like, you got vaccinated the second you could get vaccinated, and you're going on television 5 nights a week to tell people. You know,
I don't think most people
evil
are on some Trump shit, though.
No, I agree with you. I agree. It's just that there is that extra level of cynical, and ultimately,
oh, for sure,
whether you're vaccinated, whether you're unvaccinated for the right or wrong reason, or whether you're spreading misinformation for cynical or non-cynical reasons, it's all killing people.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
That's the fucking problem. And that's why I appreciated Kareem's statement that was like, We have a plenty of smart people in this country. We all know the fucking deal. And like, we don't need to pretend that we don't know the deal to be nice to people. I don't know, man.
Hey, like, I mean, we've tried the whole, you know, hey, let's just, you know, respect people's, you know, opinions on this. You might just have to start calling motherfuckers dumb. You know what I mean? Like, let's give that a go, bro. Like, maybe that will fucking turn the tide a bit. But who the fuck knows, man?
Call him dumb,
I mean,
or call him
just
pussy.
Did, so we'll see. Right, right, right. So we'll see how they react to that. You feel me?
Booger Boys of the Week. I'm going to give to us for talking about this for an hour and super depressing ourselves. In order to come back on Thursday's episode to finish our depressing book about the history of slavery. We are not having a very enjoyable fall run-up through the basketball season. And I'm going to go read some jokes from Vincent's joke book that he just got from the library or something. I don't know.
Yeah, man. That's... We need the season to kick back up, man. We need some joy.
We need a season. Yeah.
100%.
Like I said, I think fear comes into a lot of these people's decision making, and that's unfortunate. The other thing is clouding a lot of people's minds. I don't think people are just fucking, you know, I don't think people have, like, you know, bad intentions. A lot of people don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm naive to how fucking crazy this world is, how crazy people can truly be.
I think the Fox News motherfuckers have bad fucking intentions.
I'm not friends, like I said,
like I mentioned, the dude from Huntington Beach. I'm not friends with those people, so it's easier for me to be like, fuck them.
But the barbershop talk, I can't really say fuck
that to that conversation. The problem is the virus is not a cultural phenomenon, although our culture is complicating it. It's a biological phenomenon. And I don't know whose lungs the Delta variant developed in, but it doesn't matter why they were not vaccinated or what, like, you know, I mean, I think it came from India, and like, they probably weren't vaccinated because we are hogging all the vaccines in this country to set them aside for people who don't want them. Right. But like, that's the problem, is as long as we are unvaccinated, it is more likely that another variant that is worse will develop. Like that's where whether it's comfortable or appropriate or inappropriate, whatever, to do it or not. It's not a question of fear or cynicism or whatever else. Like, it's a question of numbers and biology. And like, we don't see ourselves that way because we see all these other aspects of our identities and everything as being more important. But like, the virus does not give a fuck.
Whether they're fearful or not, it's just as dangerous. You know what I'm saying? For them to be moving around. Yeah. But I just think it's important to, you know, point out everybody's not coming from a place of, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, where they're trying to fool people. I think they truly believe it. Some people think they're helping, and that's actually scary. It's scary to me, honestly. Because, I mean, if you think somebody, if these dudes really believe this shit, how are we truly going to, you know, convince, you know what I mean? Like, they're not Fox News guys. There's people that are trying to save people. You know what I mean? So...
Have fun with that, Adam Silver. Get back to us on how to solve that.
He ain't got the answers, nigga. He gonna be up for like 6-7 days straight trying to figure this shit out.
He's getting paid a lot of money to figure it out. I was talking to, like I said, my friend who works in the health department in Long Beach. You didn't mean to get into the business of schools and offices and sports, but you're in that business now. Like, everything is everyone's business now. It's just the fucking world we're living in. All right, that's Jenkins and Jones for the for this episode. Thank you for sticking with us. We'll be back. Like I said, please finish if you're doing the book club with us. Go ahead and finish How the Word Is Passed. We'll be talking about that on Thursday. And usually this podcast, I think, is the fun, funny thing people do on Monday. So. Find your joy and tell us what it was so we can
find your joy somewhere else. Ain't nothing fun when you talk about COVID, nigga. Sheesh. I'm so tired of talking about this motherfucker. God damn. You know what I mean? Like, we really been in this situation for how long? Nigga, like, for real, bro. For, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was like the
when we were first talking about it, like June, July, even the beginning of 2021 was like the worst case scenario.
Nigga. Yep.
Just strap in. We gonna be here for a minute, my boy.
It's gonna be a while.
It's gonna be a wild ride. You feel me? God damn. I'm for real over. Bye, nigga.
Bye.
Fuck.